proclamation number 6647 dated the September 17th, 1956. What is the soul? There is still a complete lack of clarity about problems which cannot be solved by human intelligence alone and where God's spirit is to work, even though its working is rarely acknowledged. But only He is able to give a clear answer to questions that concern unsolved problems. However, even the results of such working of the Spirit are doubted, although they alone correspond to the truth. Irrespective of what question is asked, only the answer given to people by God Himself through His Spirit will always be correct. However, Spirit should not be confused with intellect, because intellect can just as well reason in the wrong direction. There is no guarantee that intellectual results correspond to truth, or so many different opinions and points of view would not exist, all claiming to be truth but all merely gained by means of intellect. The Spirit, however, is the radiance emanated by the eternal truth itself which gives light, i.e., knowledge which is simply accepted by the intellect, for which there is no evidence. But the Spirit of God provides absolute innermost conviction. It provides comprehensive clarification even without making special use of the intellect. The concept of soul cannot be tangibly explained to someone unless he has already acquired a certain amount of spiritual knowledge, because the soul is something spiritual. It has no earthly physical quality and can therefore only be explained spiritually. The soul is the fluid essence which gives life to the body, to the physical form. The soul is the actual life, the human being's true ego, which is sheltered in an external physical shell, which cannot be seen but is always present as long as energy expresses itself in it. Without the soul, the human being would not be a self-aware being. The soul is God's once emanated strength which He externalized as a spiritual being to whom He gave an independent life. And this being was endowed with free will and the ability to think. The fact that and why this spiritual being, the soul, shelters within the human body during its earthly life is a separate issue. First, it should be explained that it is the soul which thus enables the human being to think, feel and want. It should be emphasized that the soul is the animator of all organs, that every physical activity, every prompting of will and feeling is the expression of the soul within the body, which is indeed something spiritual that cannot be seen by the human eye, and which, if it could be seen, would fully resemble its external human shell. It is the soul which continues to live after the death of the body, and which then can also be seen by other souls whose degree of maturity enables their spiritual vision. The soul can therefore never be explained as some kind of physical substance. It is and remains spiritual substance, thus God's spiritual emanation, which is intended to fulfill a purpose on earth. It is indestructible and immortal, but can differentiate itself from other souls by its emission of light, and the purpose of its earthly life consists of increasing the degree of light which it had once darkened of its own free will. It is not possible for anyone to explain the essence of soul purely scientifically, because the soul is nothing tangible nor explicable with human senses but strength from God's strength, whose essence is and remains equally inexplicable but who cannot be denied by thinking people. Just as the soul is the true self of the human being which cannot be defined either, which exists yet cannot be proven, which certainly controls the functions of the physical organs but can also exist without the body, whereas the body without the soul is completely lifeless matter even if all organs are still unchanged. But the life is missing as soon as the soul leaves the body. Something is missing that activates the body, which triggers the organs' functions, which decisively influences the brain voluntarily and which arouses the stirring of every resolve in a person. And this thinking, wanting and feeling something, the soul, now exists in other spheres but always as the same being which previously inhabited the body. And therefore it can also be recognized in the realm of the beyond which, however, requires a certain degree of maturity. Amen.